From Tidbits on August 1st, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.1. Bombitch Software has released Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.1, a significant update to its popular donationware disk cloning and backup utility. Version 3.4.1, a quick fix from the 3.4 update, includes a large number of improvements, including the capability to backup to and from non-HFS Plus network volumes, perform folder-to-folder backups, and restore data directly to the startup disk. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.4.1 also provides compatibility with macOS 10.7 Lion's full disk encryption, introduces the cloning coach for advice on particular configurations and errors, adds email and growl notifications, reports on disk performance statistics, and can automatically prune archived files to save space. Other notable improvements include the capability to auto-mount local, network, and encrypted volumes, plus the option to sleep, restart, or shut down the Mac at the end of a scheduled task. The update is rounded out by bug fixes, security enhancements, and performance improvements. ClamX AV 2.2.1. Mark Allen has released ClamX AV 2.2.1, a minor update to the free virus checking software. The most significant change in this release is the correction of several scheduling bugs that were affecting macOS 10.4 Tiger users. Although, according to Allen, this is also the last update for Tiger users, who are now advised to turn off automatic updates. Well, they will continue to receive new virus definitions. ClamX AV 2.2.1, though not the version available from the Mac App Store, now also launches its Sentry background virus checker immediately when the user asks it to do so in the settings panel. Transmit 4.1.7. Hot on the heels of the previous version is Panix Transmit 4.1.7, a minor update to the file transfer software that's worth getting, particularly if you use Transmit disks, since it fixes a problem where Transmit disk volumes would fail to mount. Also fixed is a line-related issue where line numbers fail to scroll in the editor. Finally, Panix made Transmit's favorite sidebar icons monochrome to better match Lion. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.